This is the calm before the storm, before the surge. And when it comes, and it will come, never will so many ask so much of so few. We'll do all that we can to support them.
COVID-19 officially arrived on our shores on Thursday, February the 27th, 2020. As the case count began to rise, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar announced on the 12th of March the beginning of the restrictions in this country. While weeks have passed, we have adapted to a new normality, adhering to strict new guidelines in an effort to suppress the virus. But the effects of these new restrictions have not been the same on everyone. This 10-part series looks at the effect that COVID-19 has had on people with disabilities in our community and on their carers. These are their stories. Independent councillor Mary Lenihan Foley, who represents the community of East Cork, describes the calls that she has been receiving from constituents who have disabilities and from their carers.
People are stressed, people are worried, and rightly so, because we're in very challenging times at the moment. And, you know, people, I suppose, like myself, it's hard on everybody. You know, at the moment, we don't know what's ahead of us. We've some guidelines to keep to, and that's exactly the message that I'm trying to get out there, is just adhere to the guidelines. Now, I've been putting it up continuously on my page, from messages from the HSE and from the government and the relevant departments, for people to just basically 2 metres apart. It has to be. We don't want any of our vulnerable or any of our elderly getting sick, and if we don't adhere to the rules, they are going to get sick, and they're going to get pretty sick. And it's basically, it's not scaremongering, it's not anything else. At the same time, we're trying to stay calm and get about our daily lives as much as we can.
COVID-19 has caused a very real worry for not only those with disabilities and underlying conditions, but also for those who care for them.
Issues that I've been dealing with over the last, especially since COVID-19 started, are the likes of the carers that were visiting every day and looking out for, I suppose, vulnerable people every day, and because of the restrictions, they're not able to do that, you know. And like, people are very, very nervous around going into people's homes, and, you know, in case they're carrying the virus and that they don't know that they're carrying it. So, like, I'm getting a lot of queries in that sense of, what do we do here? So, like, I'm basically putting them onto the public health nurse or their GPs, because as a public representative, it's more, I suppose, housing, potholes, plannings and things like that that I deal with. I wouldn't be in the medical profession. But certainly, I suppose, there is a worry out there that, you know, that there are some vulnerable people in society and in our areas that maybe mightn't be seeing people like they used to before these restrictions started. Loneliness seems to be a very big one that people are ringing in. Now, there's a very good community helpline for COVID-19 that Cork County Council are running with each area, and community organisations in each area are going out doing the prescriptions, the dinners, the meals on wheels and the stuff like that. Like, there's too many to mention, but like, there's an awful load of voluntary organisations that are helping with the community helpline through Cork County Council. So, like, it is a worry, and, you know, in, I suppose, these worrying times, people are more anxious than they'd normally be. But with carers and with people involved, you know, in a vulnerable situation, I'm kind of putting them on to the public health nurse, or certainly to their GPs, and they're able to link them up with all the supports that are available and that are out there. I have to state, I suppose, from the onset, and I should have stated that, like, as a public rep, my queries haven't changed. They were a bit slow, and I wouldn't have had as many calls at the beginning, but certainly over the last 2-3 weeks, the calls are the same, because people's problems don't go away just because of COVID-19.
Many people with disabilities and carers have expressed frustration towards the government for not outlining a specific plan of action for their group in the roadmap for COVID-19. There is a question to be answered as to whether or not the government failed this group.
Yes and no, maybe, Linda, affected, because for the simple reason is, like, the systems that are available, or that were always available for the likes of vulnerable in our societies and for carers and that, is still there. You still have your GP, you still have your public health nurse, and you still have them organisations that are there to deal with them, that have always been there. So there's no actual change there of making a phone call to them. But I suppose as for singling them out, yes, they've mentioned the over 70s, and they've mentioned, you know, the vulnerable. So I would imagine that when they're mentioning over 70s are vulnerable in our society, that they mean people with disabilities and with special needs and with illnesses. So I would imagine they'd come under the one bracket. Maybe they're not mentioning them totally as people with special needs or disabilities or whatever are vulnerable. They're putting them under the vulnerable category. So maybe that's... Because I suppose the phone calls, a lot of the phone calls that I'm getting wouldn't be from the likes of the carers or anybody in that element. I'd be still getting the phone calls of mainly people that would have had home helps every day, that aren't able to go now and that are feeling lonely and are feeling anxious. And, you know, as I say, and as I said, I'm leading them in the lines of the public health nurse, because they're still working, the GPs are still working. So that element is still going ahead as normal.
Many people are wondering if plans will be put in place to make sure that social distancing regulations are adhered to.
There's plans in place for the likes of the beach and the likes of public walkways, parks and areas like that, that the council are looking at the moment for when they do ease in the restrictions. There are a lot of plans in the pipeline for that, to make sure that people will adhere. But I would genuinely say that if people are anxious or worried about public about the social distancing and about the public not adhering to us, the Gardaí are on call at all times to take them calls, you know. And, like, especially I found the last number of days when I suppose when they ease slightly from the 2 kilometres to the 5 kilometres, people, I was getting a number of phone calls where people were saying, look, I'm outside the 5 kilometres, can I still go to the beach, or can I still? And I'm basically telling them, no, you know, you have to stay within the 5 kilometres, because that is what we are advised to do. And at all times I'm going on the advice of the HSE and of course the advice of the government and Tony Houlihan and all the crew up there, because in fairness they're doing an amazing job, and he's trying and they're trying their best to keep this at bay, you know. And even up to today, you know, they're slightly worried, and I don't blame them about the numbers. You'll always have an element of people that don't adhere and don't do what they're asked to do because they feel they're not vulnerable, or they feel for whatever, and they're putting other people's lives at risk. But as in the council point of view, yes, we only got an email there yesterday from the chief executive to state that they are looking at all our public parks, beaches and walkways to see what they can do to make it safer, and to kind of, I suppose, cordon it off in areas where you can go up one way and down the other, to make sure that we stick with the restrictions, you know. Common sense prevails majority of the time, and it does, because I see it myself with community efforts and people in the community trying to get involved in stuff and helping their neighbours and helping everybody out and staying on WhatsApp and staying on, you know, with social media now we're lucky that we can stay in touch and stay in contact with people, and that's what they're advising us to do for our mental health. Like, I'm the same as you, Linda. I'm here, I have kids that are adults, young adults at this stage, living at home. I've grandchildren that are, they're driving up the drive, they're staying in the cars and they're waving at me, and we're doing what we can do. And it's heartbreaking. It is for many, many people out there, and especially the older and the most vulnerable people out there. They're not able to see their grandkids, they're not able to see their family for whatever reason, and they're waving out windows and doors, and it's just a thing that we have to do for the moment. This will end, you know, and I think people are very resilient, and I know the Irish are, and I know East Cork community is always very resilient with storms and with different things, but this is a game changer. This is a different thing compared to your storms that were coming in and we'd give the notices and batten down the hatches. This is people's health, and this is people's lives that are going to be affected by this. And there's no point in me as a public representative coming on here saying I know it all. I don't know either. I'm the same as you and everybody else. I'm nervous. I'm, you know, my mental health, myself, I keep myself going. I'm always going here, there and everywhere. And I'm finding it challenging at the moment to stay at home and to just go to town. I've gone to Super Value, got my few bits. I've gone to Tesco, got a few bits. I've also popped into local shops, the local butchers and the local everywhere else, stayed my 2 metres, got what I had to go do and come home. You know, and a few of my friends and myself, we met, we had a coffee down out in the open space down by Dolphin Square. We're staying the 2 metres apart for 10, 15 minutes to say hello, are you all okay and goodbye, and I'm going home. And that's the message out there. Go out, have your walk. If you arrive somewhere where you feel it's very, very packed, do the sensible thing, get back into your car, drive away and go somewhere else.
Groups who are heavily reliant on fundraising have been particularly impacted by COVID-19.
With a lot of them, the fundraising groups that I see, quite a lot being done online and GoFundMe pages and stuff like that. But yes, I think the government do have a plan to help these groups in the aftermath of this. And I did hear something. Now, I didn't hear anything, I suppose, from Cork County Council, because it wouldn't be led from Cork County Council as such. It would be more a government-led initiative. But I haven't heard anything, I suppose, concrete on that yet, but I would imagine that there will be services and there will be grants and stuff available for the likes of those fundraisers. Another, I suppose, concern that I would have is the likes of people that aren't visiting hospitals, people that aren't going to GPs, you know, for certain illnesses that were there and will continue to be there. You know, once this COVID-19 restrictions are lifted, I think you'll see quite a number of people going back to GPs and going back to hospitals. At the moment, they seem to be worried. But like, I'm getting it every day, I suppose, and I'm listening to it in the radio. And again, from our own local GP, Dr. Matthews, in his interviews, you know, they're quite concerned that the likes of the people diagnosed with diabetes, diagnosed with cancer and different things, just aren't attending doctors. And that's quite a worry as well, you know. I think the word should go out there that, you know, GPs are open, as I said at the beginning. Public health nurses are still there for any queries you have. You know, that we don't get lost in this COVID-19. While it is serious and we need to listen and we need to do what we're asked to do, but we certainly shouldn't be getting lost in it because other illnesses are still there. I'm always saying it about the carers in our society and the likes of the community voluntary groups in our society, and especially in the East Cork area, they've always come up trumps. Anything at all that's going down, whether it was storms, whether whatever you asked for, even when the Ironman was coming, when they were asked to close off main streets and stop traffic and stuff like that, our community always gets involved and they're never found wanting. I'd be very, very proud of all the groups and especially the carers in our community that look after them, because they do such a great job for society. They're saving thousands upon thousands to the government when they're looking after their loved ones at home. So I'm very, very proud of them, Linda. A COVID-19 number, it's a community number. I would advise that anybody that's having difficulty with loneliness, with getting shopping, getting their prescriptions from the pharmacy, not health doesn't come into this. You still go to your GP for health, you still go to your public health nurse for the health and down the road of that, but this is a non-health helpline that you can contact if you are in need of if you're in need of support, basically, or if you want to be led in the direction of where the certain supports are available and stuff. It's for non-emergency and non-medical supports. This is for advice, and it's a free number. It's 1-800-805-819. So that's 1-800-805-819. And it's open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m, 7 days a week. Also, you can text 085-870-9010. If you prefer to text, the number is 085-870-9010. You can also email at covidsupport@corkcoco.ie, or you can visit the website at corkcoco.ie. So like all those numbers and them text lines are available 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you prefer to email, as I said, you can go covidsupport@corkcoco.ie, and all the details are on that, Linda.
This is a Community Radio YOL production. made with the support of CCAD under Goal 1 of the CCAP 2020 programme.